Cyclist Lance Armstrong slipped on the yellow jersey today after he sprinted to a close victory in the 15th stage of the Tour de France. If he keeps that jersey through the end of the race in Paris on Sunday, it would be a record 6th straight title for Armstrong. Here's how BBC Radio covered today's dramatic finish.
Armstrong sits in fourth place. Now trying to make his move is Basso. Nicely positioned is Jan Ulrich in second place. Don't think he's got the turn of pace. Ivan Basso makes his move. Armstrong fights him all the way. Armstrong comes past Basso. 100 metres to go. Round the final bend they come. And Lance Armstrong is going to take the stage. Armstrong out of the saddle. Up towards the line. Yes, he punches the air. Lance Armstrong wins the stage. Basso's second.
Today's stage was 112 miles from Valréas to Villard-de-Lans in the French Alps. And it was in Villard-de-Lans that we reached Frankie Andreu. He's a former racer, a 9-time Tour de France contender, and he's providing tour commentary for the Outdoor Life Network. We asked Andreu about that final sprint, with Armstrong fighting off two challengers.
Armstrong just took off in a furious sprint and won the stage, but the thing is, it was uphill. He made it look like it was flat, but yet he won the sprint so fast it was pretty remarkable.
And how close were they at the finish line?
They probably lost 3 or 4 seconds. It's just he knew these Germans were trying to win the stage, so he just took off and won the stage, and in the process he also took over the yellow jersey, which is the second time that he's taken over the yellow jersey here at the Tour de France, and he's getting ready for tomorrow, which is going to be this epic stage, which is an uphill time trial in this famous mountain called Alpe d'Huez.
Now let's talk about that a bit. It's, I think, 9.3 miles uphill, individual time trials, so they're racing against the clock, one by one.
That's correct. Pretty much, you know, the fastest man wins. There's no tactics, there's no drafting, and there's no teamwork. So, you know, it's up to Lance Armstrong to beat everybody else, but he's, I know, man, he's been talking about this for a long time. He's crazy motivated, and it's going to be interesting. I mean, if he does really well tomorrow, he pretty much will have a 6th Tour de France victory in hand.
You don't think there's anybody who could stop him after tomorrow?
If he does super well tomorrow, there's one rider who's the only guy who's been able to stay close, which is an Italian named Ivan Basso. And he's only like a minute off of Lance Armstrong. So tomorrow actually will tell a lot. If Ivan Basso can stay close, then we might have an exciting Tour de France finish when it heads towards Paris. But if Lance Armstrong kills everybody by 2 or 3 minutes, you know, he's going to be coasting home instead of having to racing home.
Lance Armstrong said today, after today's stage, that he's very happy that his closest rival, Ivan Basso, will be riding before him tomorrow, that at least he'll know how Basso did, so he'll know what time he has to beat.
Oh, totally. It's a huge advantage to go last. And that's part, you know, Lance took the yellow jersey today knowing that fact. So he knows that by going off last, he'll have time checks to everybody along the route.
One person we haven't talked about is Lance Armstrong's longtime rival, Jan Ulrich of Germany, the champion in 1997. Doesn't seem to be much of a factor in this tour. What's going on?
I think that's a darn good question, because all of the favorites who everybody's been talking about for 11 months have totally turned into non-factors, like Jan Ulrich, Tyler Hamilton, Roberto Heras, Ivan Mayo, all of these guys, climbing sensations and definitely Tour de France favorites. They showed up here and just got killed. And the only favorite who hasn't gotten killed has been Lance Armstrong. And that's a good question. Nobody knows the reason, but there's a whole new batch of guys. People don't even know their names that are coming up.
Can you explain something to me? Today's stage was 112 miles through the Alps. How is it possible that it comes down to a photo finish sprint at the end where the two top riders are virtually neck and neck?
Well, these guys are the best athletes in the world. And, you know, they make their living racing and training and becoming professional cyclists. And so their athletic ability is very level, very matched, and there's a lot of tactics involved. You can't just take off and decide you're going to go away from everybody else, because it just doesn't work that way. So at the end, there was a group of like 6, and yeah, it came down to a sprint, because it's too hard to attack to go away, because everybody's so evenly matched they can follow each other. And Lance has a very fast sprint, and he was able to take the win, and like I mentioned, you know, he took the yellow jersey also.
The Tour de France website seemed to be having some fun today with the irony of where this race today ended up and the name of the town where you are now.
Yeah, right now I'm in Villard-de-Lans.
Well, they're calling it Villard-de-Lans.
Ah, there you go. Well, today was Villard-de-Lans. That's definitely for sure. And I think tomorrow is going to be on Alpe d'Huez. I don't know if they can change that to somehow fit Lance Armstrong, but if, you know, if they can figure out a way, they will.
Well, Frankie Andreu, nice talking with you.
No, it's my pleasure.
Former racer and Tour de France commentator Frankie Andreu speaking with us from Villard-de-Lans, or Lance, today in the French Alps.